How are walks?
Is this, we're happening?
Yes, yes, we are live.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Why would you like to come on the show?
Well, I believe I'm picking a song for us to...
Okay, this is weird.
Make love to...
Why? I thought you... I got told by Sonda... I got told by Sonda that you really wanted to.
We don't have to do this on air. We can chat about this off air. After
Eli,
the show even.
My mate Eli.
Yeah, our web guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that, well, there was a thing on Instagram that said that Carrie said that we have relations to Rude Boy.
Yeah.
No, it's actually not what
which
I
we
said.
Don't.
Yeah. No. We don't. Not, babe,
when
not
I say we
you.
Don't, we don't.
No. And then she said she
that's
wanted,
not with you, honey. Then that's she said, the other one. Oh. I do the relationship.
Well,
with
well good, because you know what, that song's like constantly talking about erectile dysfunction and
is it?
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I'm not gonna sing it.
No, don't.
Hey, do you know what the other one okay. Do you know what the other one was? It was Troye Sivan.
No, okay. You're
what do you
not
mean?
Okay.
The young guy.
Yeah, the kid that Carrie also has a crush on.
Well, at least most of her crushes are over 60. John Howard and John Houston.
Liberal politicians, really. There's a lot that's being thrown out here.
But hang on.
No context. First of all, I just need to clear up. I don't have a crush on John Howard. Firstly, put that aside. Second of all, I didn't say that Chris and I make out to Rude Boy.
Hang on. Before you look at me. Before you...
I'm trying to find another way of saying
what's the radio, Tommy?
Just
you're
getting
good
jiggy
at this
with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah. You're getting jiggy. Before you get accused of me, Sonda told me Chris has a song that he really wants to come on and say.
Okay, we'll get that in a sec. I just need to explain to him because he's thinking at this point in time that I'm having getting jiggy with it to Rude Boy with somebody else.
Are you?
No, this is why I need to clarify.
I'd be amazed.
I was. Oh, oh my God. That is so offensive.
Ironically,
so ironically, hurtful.
Ironically, he's been quite a rude boy.
Why is that?
Why?
Is that a good thing?
What do you mean?
Well, you wanted me to think that you're possibly.
This has gone rude.
No, sleeping with someone to Rihanna.
To think that nobody would want to be with me.
I don't think I'll be living here much longer.
Anyway, you asked me what would be the song, the universal song that I thought a lot of people would do it to, and that's when I said Rihanna Rude Boy. Mm-hmm. Then I was asked to pick my song that I like the idea of making love to, and I said Troye Sivan, My. But then I actually give him the one that I said we do it to. Now, is that accurate, babe?
That's a bit perverted.
It is, but that's the reality. That's what's usually on in the 2 seconds we have.
2 seconds.
This is really...
That's kind of what my... Heated. That's what my song's...
What's your song?
Mine's 4 minutes.
Rihanna?
No, Madonna.
Oh.
This is the perfect amount of time.
And you're saving the world?
Yeah. In, out. Not in... Well, you know what I mean. So to speak.
Oh, this is so stressful.
It's Carrie and
Walks.
Tommy.
This has been my favourite start to the show. Yeah.
Are we still on?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, so that was all very awkward. Now I know what Chris wants to do the do-to. Great, got that sorted. However,
Madonna.
We still never got from you yesterday. You thought
so
you could
angry about
comedy
this.
Your way out of it. You asked all of us to bare our souls.
This is such a weird thing for you to bully me into. What song do you root to? Tell us.
I don't mind that I expose myself and the listeners are wanting to know.
I played something. Jesse, what did I say we played?
Okay, you had four joke ones. And so today I want you to genuinely, 131060 actually, give us a call if you do want to share with us your song that gets you in the mood, that makes you feel sexy.
Yeah.
So, but now it's your time to tell the people what is your song.
That's fine because I understand you guys had your Marvin Gaye's and all these spew-worthy songs.
I've got in my head which I think is yours.
Yes.
Do you? I don't know if you want me to guess.
Do you want me to actually do my real one?
Can I have a guess first what your real one is? Is it The Divinyls, I Touch Myself?
No. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Is it Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire?
No.
Are they in the top few?
No, I've only got one more.
Is it Baby Got Back?
No.
That's such a lie. What is it then?
Jess, play it.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
We heard you scheming. And this is us listening to you talk to our audio producer, Jez, outside, where you're going to say to him, oh, they're going to think I'm going to bring a serious one again. I'm going to bring a funny one. We've got a bit of audio of you guys talking.
Tommy's talking to Jez.
There's Milkshake by Khalees.
But we can hear him. It's pretty brave,
especially if that's the first one you play, because clearly you, again, not taking it seriously.
You idiot.
Well, to be honest, I figured you were just going to get my girlfriend on anyway.
We are. She's right here with us. Hey, Nat.
Babe, I'm so sorry for sharing all the songs that we did the do to. It's actually Nat that requests WAP every time.
Nat.
Not any of the songs.
What are the songs that you two get jiggy with it to?
Well,
now it sounds even weirder, me asking you.
It's so weird. I've almost not seen you angrier about anything.
I feel that I shared my deep down soul and that you haven't.
Mate, even before it, you were messaging me going, make sure you bring one that everybody thinks, but then make sure you bring a personal one that's you. And I said, what? And you said, the listeners like to get to know us more. Absolute nutbag. Babe, you don't have to do
this. Yes, you do, Nat. Yeah. The listeners need to know. Okay.
From day one, he's been romancing me with pretty hardcore rap. He likes Drake.
Drake
and Stormzy.
Yep.
One night when he pretended he was into classical music, so we had Beethoven.
Oh, this is a sonata night?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you actually do it to the sonata?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did it.
It's a fast pace.
He also adopts the rhythm of the song.
Are you happy now, Big Mom?
Thank you, Nat. Thank you for being the only one to share a little piece of you with our audience. We appreciate it.
Tommy was going to give him a 20-second song or something, like a TikTok song.
Don't be like that, babe. Come on.
Thank you again.